Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, mm-hmm. You know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
mm-hmm. I'll... The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. Mm. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks. Today I'm breaking down episodes 27 and 28 of Love Island UK season 10, which is ITV episodes 23 and 24. And ooh, these were juicy. We see a lot of tensions are rising. I think everybody knows that Kaza is so close that they're just trying to keep the peace for as long as possible because it's literally like a day or two away. But let's just jump right into it. So we start episode 27 with Whitney and the girls sitting down after Meddy's dumping. And dude, this scene where Jess is like, babe, all I'm gonna say is let it out because I can see that you're really holding it in. And Whitney just sobs. Like, this was such a real, raw moment. But the boys can hear her crying from across the villa, and Scott says that's days and weeks of emotions that she's kept in. So Sammy and Jess chat, and Sammy wants to make sure that Jess knows he won't just be chatting with her now because Mal is gone. And they both never really technically shut the door on each other. And I'm just like, okay, you know... During this episode and the next episode, we see that Sammy and Jess are getting back on a romantic track. And that's great, but my head immediately goes to him telling Mal that he feels more with her in 3 days than he did with Jess in 3 weeks. And I'm like, that doesn't just go away unless he was just lying straight to Mal's face. So it's morning. Whitney has a plan of action, and that is to chat with Montel and Zach. Jess also has a plan of action. That is to find out where her and Sammy are and comfort him if he needs to be comforted because Mal was just dumped. Whitney pulls Montel first and tries to get a feel of where he's at, and he makes it pretty clear that he has all his eggs in Leah's basket at the moment. Then the Islanders get a text that Sammy and Whitney have to cook dinner for all of the Islanders because they are single. And this cooking montage with Whitney and Sammy made me realize something. I can't believe I didn't realize this. And I know some of you are going to be like, yeah, like, duh, Graysanne, but just hear me out. Watching them in the kitchen, Whitney and Sammy, I was laughing. And again, that's a very rare thing for me to do in any scene that involves Sammy, right? Of course, I always laugh with Whitney. She's like my favorite. She's hilarious. But I was like, oh, this is actually really nice. They're funny together. They have like good like friend chemistry. I'm not even talking romantic right now. And in my head, my first thought was, oh, they should have more scenes together because they're super funny together. And then I was like, wait, Graysanne, you said the exact same thing about her and Mehdi. It's been Whitney this whole time. Like, this whole time when I've been kind of like in Whitney and Mehdi's corner, I was really just in Whitney's corner. It's been her the whole time. It's not been the boys at all. Like, she can make any situation funny. And I feel like she also can bring out the funny side of anybody. She's obviously the more funny one in this situation, but she's able to bring this more playful, endearing side out of Sammy that we like never see when it comes to him. And I was just like, why am I just now realizing this? Maybe there was something between her and Mehdi. I do think, obviously, I mean, she was sobbing at the beginning of this episode because of everything with Mehdi. I do think she felt things for him. Now, did he feel those same things for her? I'm not sure. You tell me. All the Islanders come down and they dine at Tasty and Naughty, which is the name of Whitney and Sammy's restaurant. Everyone, including Whitney and Sammy, agree that the food is disgusting. And I'm also just like, what is pasta mash? All the couples are eating together out on the grass, and then you have Whitney and Sammy eating by themselves all the way like somewhere in the back at some random table. They can't even like commune with the other Islanders because they're both single. They're really rubbing salt in the single wound for these two. So we go to the couples, everybody's chatting, you know, having their little dates. Zach tells Katie if they have an argument to never bring up his age. And here's what I have to say to that. Katie, if you're listening, I need you to get in a serious fight with Zach as soon as possible in the villa and bring up his age. I don't have the sound effect for this yet, but I'm going to be introducing a, what would you call it? A segment. It's called What Even Is That? And these are for the Brits or the Brit adjacent people. Because there are phrases in this show that just go straight over my head. I have no idea what you're talking about. And we get one right here with Ella and Ty. On their date, Ella says, if you do something stupid again, I can't be arsed with it. Now, I know arse is ass. And from context clues, what she's saying would also mean something like, I can't be bothered if you do something stupid again. But what? I can't be arsed with it? I've never heard that in my life. Imagine if somebody was like, hey, Graysanne, can you also recap another show that's on also 7 days a week while you're also doing that with Love Island? And I said, oh, I can't be arsed with that. You would look at me like I had three heads and I wouldn't blame you. So if you're Brit or Brit adjacent, what even is that? Also, random thought, but I feel like Leah and Montel could be the dark horse couple. Their conversation during dinner, it's not that they were saying like revelatory things, but their body language and just the way they were looking at each other, they're so obviously attracted to each other at the highest level that like, I mean, I don't see that with Ella and Ty, and I'm not saying Ella and Ty aren't a strong couple, but there's just something with Leah and Montel that I'm like, whoa. After dinner, Zach chats with the boys and says his date with Katie was difficult to read. They tell him not to overthink about it, and he's like, oh, okay. But it's important to note here, all he said was that the date was difficult to read. That's it. Okay, keep that in the back of your noggin. But then Whitney pulls Zach to chat. This is their first flirty chat that we are getting. They joke about the food, and Whitney is like, you gotta spice it up and get your money's worth. And Zach asks if she got her money's worth, and she goes, I mean, you're here. Very smooth. You know what? These two are, I think they're, like, she's the smoothest girl Islander, and he's the smoothest boy Islander. And so this conversation is like butter, baby. Smooth. He compliments her outfit. She asks him why he's been lurking in the corners. I don't know what this means. I don't know if we've seen him lurk at all, but apparently he's been lurking. And his response to her lurking claims was that she's been with Medi this whole time. He also says that he has enjoyed kissing her in challenges. And I'm like, okay, is this happening? Are Zach and Whitney gonna be a thing? I'm not mad. But it's interesting because, like, she's making him nervous. You know how when Katie swerved him before, right before she rejected his kiss, he was saying, you make me nervous, right? Like, he was vocalizing it, but his body language here with Whitney is actually nervous body language. Like, he's kind of like rubbing his hands on his knees and, you know, switching positions. Like, that actually looked like he was nervous. Like, he didn't have to tell her. She wants to know where he stands with Katie, and he immediately says, hey, listen, it's super early days. This is so interesting. And we end this episode on them both agreeing that this is a brilliant conversation, and he wants to have more of these types of conversations with her, and they end it with a handshake, like a business deal. Love it. Now we're getting into episode 28, and this is where more of the juice is of this breakdown. A lot of stuff happens in this episode. We start out with Mitchell pulling Katie. Man, Mitchell is just... he just be weaseling sometimes, you know what I'm saying? He's like, how's it going with Zach? And, you know, this is right after they had apparently this awkward conversation during dinner. And she's kind of like, every chat gets better. But, you know, at dinner, the conversation was awkward. And Mitchell's response to all of this, by the way, this is just her being honest about how it's going. You know, she's confiding in a friend. And he's like, you shouldn't have closed your door too early, Katie. He's such a hustler. I mean, now he's putting it on Katie. I mean, I don't hate it. Like, he can't be stopped. He really can't. And he's like, listen, you were in my top three. I'm attracted to you. And she keeps trying to tell him in this conversation that her door has never been closed, yet he keeps insisting that it has been closed.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist-recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in.
And then Mitchell tells Katie that Zach said their conversation at dinner was a bit dry. And this was my error of the game. I hate to do it to you, Mitch, but that's a lie. That was just a straight up lie. This whole conversation between him and Katie would have been fine. Would have been a fun little flirty combo, except for this part where he just blatantly lies to her, because now this is going to be in her head. And as we see, Zach is going to confront Mitch and be like, why are you doing all of these snaky things, my dude? He says to Katie, if things aren't going right with Zach, you'll just have to grovel back to me. Listen, I love Mitch, but he is a certified shit stirrer. So then Zach comes over, sits down, and then Mitch leaves. And she immediately says to Zach, that conversation was awkward at dinner, right? And he agrees. But then when they're getting ready for bed and the lights are about to go off, Zach says to Katie, the dinner was shit, but the company was great. And Katie quips, a bit dry, apparently. And Zach kind of looks at her confused, like, huh? Because again, he didn't say that. And she says, I find out everything. Now it's morning and Katie wants to kind of gauge what the chat between Whitney and Zach last night was. Like, was it more friend vibes? Was it more than friend vibes? And they both kind of tell her that it was more of a more than friends vibe. And so she's like, okay, okay. And then we get Zach confronting Mitch about last night. And Zach says if it wasn't for Katie, he wouldn't have found out about this whole situation. And he finds that, listen, Mitch, you're not snaky, but you're doing some snaky things. And Mitch agrees. And then they end this chat with a fist bump. And then in an ITM, Zach says, I had a little chat with Mitch, not trying to make a mountain out of a molehole. All right. I've never heard that before. I've heard a mountain out of a molehill. What's a molehole? That sounds like something like I'd hear back in Missouri, like, you know, I was talking to Mitch down there at the river and, you know, I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehole or anything like that. Like, what? Should I title the episode Molehole? I'll think about it. So then Zach chats with Katie and asks her what exactly Mitchell said in their convo yesterday, and she tells him. And then Zach is realizing Mitch still hasn't told him the entire truth because of the whole dry comment. They didn't talk about that in their first chat this morning. So then he has to pull Mitch again. And he's like, did you tell Katie that I said our chat was dry? And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. And Zach's like, what's wrong with you, man? But they make up again. Then we switch to this whole Catherine and Scott situation, which to me personally feels like this came out of nowhere. Tyreek says he doesn't think Scott is genuine. Ella's like, no. And she defends Catherine and Scott. But then Jess backs up the boys' point of view, saying that they don't get to see what it's like in the boys' bedroom. Then we go to Scott and Catherine, who are just chilling. And then all of a sudden, they hear their name being said like a bunch of times. And they're like, what the hell? And it gets to the point where Catherine starts to cry. And she's like, I don't like this. It feels like they aren't even considering my feelings or that I can hear everything that they're saying, even though they think that I can't. Listen, I'm team Scott and Whitney. I think they're fine. I don't know where this came from. I feel like they're both very secure people. I think they're going at their own pace, and that is perfectly fine. And like Scott said, I think the Islanders are just bored. It's like they're so close to Casa and they're just like, okay, let's just make some shit up. But then Sammy and Whitney get a text that they both get to go on a date. Sammy asks Jess and Whitney asks Zach. The couples have champagne in a little garden and Sammy and Jess are officially back on a romantic track. And Zach and Whitney do a lot of flirting on this date. Zach says that they definitely have chemistry, but he never thought that he was Whitney's type. And Whitney was like, well, I knew I was your type because you like baddies. And he's like, I can't lie, I do. But very interesting. So we're getting back on track with Jess and Sammy and a possible like romantic track for Whitney and Zach. This is very interesting. They all go back to the villa and listen, I said this at the beginning, but Sammy can say that he is smitten all he wants and he's so happy to have Jess back, but I don't know if I believe him yet. Whitney tells all the girls that her date with Zach was good. On the other side of the villa, Ty asks Zach if the convo with Whitney on their date was better than the convo with Katie last night during dinner, and he says 100% it was. Then Katie pulls Zach and immediately asks how the date with Whitney went. She keeps pressing him to be honest. She's like, no, come on, be honest, be honest. And he's like, I am being honest. And she's like, listen, I don't want to have to hear stuff from the girls. I want to hear it straight from you. She tells Zach because of this whole situation with Whitney and just now finding out that, you know, they may have a thing that she's going to be taking some steps back. Zach's like, that's totally fine because you were getting to know Mitch earlier. And Katie leans back, looks at Zach as if he just murdered her entire family. And this was my face play of the game. This was like a shocked face. Again, it looked like Zach had committed many felonies. The face that she was giving was giving felony. She is so shocked and disgusted at even the mention of her getting to know Mitch on a romantic level. And she immediately yells for Mitch to come over, like, come on, like snapping her fingers almost, like, come on, little boy, come on, get over here.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Mitch comes. He basically like runs over and she's like, did I say that I wanted to get to know you romantically? And Mitch is like, no. And Zach's like, bro, what do you, he thinks that Mitch is being snaky again. And Mitch is like, no, I'm serious. I said that I wanted to get to know her romantically. I didn't say she wanted to get to know me romantically. And he's like, oh my gosh, bro. And Mitch then is forced to walk away with his tail between his legs. In an ITM, Katie is emotional and she's really frustrated because no one is telling her anything. And she says that if Zach would have just told her he wanted to get to know Whitney, it wouldn't have been so shocking. And listen, Katie, I actually really do relate to Katie in this moment because she's talking about, you know, how honesty is so important and maybe she herself is a little too honest sometimes. I get it. Like, I can't stand it when people aren't honest or when people are fake. I'm just like, don't sugarcoat it. Just tell me straight. Don't bullshit me. So I understand where she's coming from, but I also think that she is a little bit upset about Zach wanting to also pursue things with Whitney. And she's trying to mask it like, no, I just wanted to know straight from you. I think she's also upset about that. But I think she is saying it's just about the honesty thing. I think it's a little bit of both. Her and Leah sit down on the couch and she starts crying. And she said she just didn't want to hear it from Whitney first. Leah totally understands and says that Whitney should pull her for a chat next. And Katie says that Whitney is being smug about the situation. Is she, though? Like, I don't think she is. If anything, I feel like she just, the girls asked her how the date was. She told them. She wasn't like, oh my gosh, it was so good. Like, she was just like, it was good. Like, there's possibly something there. I don't think she's being smug about it. I think Katie is a little bit upset and is maybe embellishing. But Katie is like, why is it today that I find out that they apparently have sexual tension? And to that, I say, I think that Whitney and Zach just now became comfortable enough to even admit it to themselves, like to each other. I think Whitney and Zach just now became comfortable enough to be able to finally say it out loud to each other. I don't think they were like purposely hiding it. I think the Islanders found out the same time that Katie did. And then as Katie and Leah are talking and Katie's like very emotional, Montel and Ty sit down and Katie doesn't even acknowledge him. She just starts crying again to Leah. And just as fast as they sat down, they both get up and leave. I thought that was so funny. They're just like, emotions? Hell no. Katie tells Leah that she is not going to be second best. She wants somebody who's going to be obsessed with her from day dot. I love that. Day dot. And she says, I hope Zach doesn't think I'm crying about him because he ain't that special. And I'm like, okay, well then who are you crying over? And then we end this episode on Zach looking directly into the camera like he's Jim on The Office or something. That was my breakdown of episodes 27 and 28 of Love Island UK season 10, which is ITV episodes 23 and 24. And before we go, let me give you those gains. Your top three Instagram gains in the past 24 hours are number one, Molly, who gained 3K for a total of 257K. Ella gained 3K for a total of 122K, and Whitney gained 2.3K for a total of 79.1K. And your top Instagram chart for July 5th, 2023 is Katie with that 1.3 million, Molly is in second with 257K, and Jess is in third with 130K. Your top three TikTok chart is Katie with 970.1K, Molly's in second with 858.8K, and Mal is staying in third with 65.5K. This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.